Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good evening. I'm Pat Thurston, and here's what's happening. A Cal State East Bay expert on criminal justice says the video of the arrest of Tyree Nichols shows the officers committing a crime. KCBS's Bob Butler reports the professor believes the officers violated the general law enforcement code of ethics.
The video can be described as horrific as Nichols is punched and tased by officers. He somehow is able to run away. He's later caught, beaten, and kicked.
Hearing that, it puts me in, you know, it's shocking. So it takes me to an emotional, it has me responding emotional. You know, that what I heard in that video, that is not police work. That's hate.
Cal State East Bay doctor Lisa Hill says she's never seen anything like it.
My gut level response is, you know, these officers committed a crime, and they committed a vicious crime, which is a total violation of the, you know, general law enforcement code of ethics.
The officers all face numerous charges, including second-degree murder. They've all been released on bail. Bob Butler, KCBS.
The San Francisco Police Officers Association, San Jose Police Officers Association, Los Angeles Police Protective League, and the State of Hawaii Organization of Police Officers issued a joint statement saying the killing of Tyree Nichols at the hands of the five cowardly former Memphis police officers is repugnant and the complete antithesis of how honorable law enforcement professionals conduct themselves every day. Officials say their brutalization of Nichols was horrific, and for his family to have to view the video of Tyree suffering through those evil acts is unfathomable. The unions renew their pledge to work with Congress to enact national policing standards that mirror the standards in place in San Francisco, San Jose, Los Angeles, and Hawaii, and require rigorous ongoing training on the duty to intervene, duty to render aid, de-escalation, use of force, and other initiatives that will improve outcomes between law enforcement professionals and the communities we serve. Governor Gavin Newsom also issued a statement saying Tyree Nichols should be alive today. He said the video release showed abhorrent behavior and that these officers must be held accountable for their deadly actions and clear abuse of power. Governor Newsom says we are a country in mourning and must continue our work nationwide to push reforms to prevent excessive use of force and to save lives. Dramatic video of the hammer attack on Paul Pelosi has finally been released by San Francisco police. KCBS's Matt Bigler reports authorities say the video shows the suspect, David DePap, breaking into the home.
The surveillance video monitored by Capitol Police shows David DePap putting on gloves and then using a hammer to smash his way into the Pelosi's home. Later, Paul Pelosi calls 911 from his bathroom.
This gentleman just came into the house. And he wants to wait here for my wife to come home.
Do you know who the person is?
No, I don't know who he is.
That call was enough to dispatch two San Francisco police officers to do a welfare check. Their body cam video shows Pelosi and the suspect, David DePap, both holding onto a hammer in the entryway of the house. And then suddenly, DePap pulls the hammer back and strikes Pelosi on the head as officers immediately tackle DePap.
Give me your hand. Give me your hand.
The video is compelling evidence against DePapp, says legal analyst Stephen Clark. But the former prosecutor notes,
I think the question the defense will ask is, was this something that DePapp did rather spontaneously without the intent to kill, because the DA's office has asked for attempted murder charges, not just assault with a deadly weapon.
DePapp has pleaded not guilty. He also faces separate charges in federal court. In San Francisco, Matt Bigler, KCBN.
And here's your six-day forecast with Paul Hagen.
Nice weather across the Bay Area once again today. Temperatures quite a bit cooler near the water, and of course that fog did return along the coast. We're going to see some of that fog spilling inside the bay as we head into early Saturday morning, but it'll dissipate pretty quickly, and we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine for the rest of the day. High temperatures on Saturday almost exactly average for late January. That means mostly mid to upper 50s, with some of the warmer spots reaching up to around the low 60s, mostly in the Santa Clara Valley and far inland in the East Bay. Chillier temperatures settle in on Sunday with highs only in the lower half of the 50s. We'll see a few off and on rain showers Sunday as well, but don't cancel any outdoor plans. Just be flexible. Those showers will be more missed than hit, and they're not going to amount to very much. The chilly air sticks around all next week. I'm meteorologist Paul Hagen with your KCBS KPIX 5 First Alert forecast.
There are more details coming out about the mass shooting at Half Moon Bay. The workers' living conditions at the two farms were meager. KCBS's Raquel Maria Dillon reports that it's really hard for farm workers to report threats of workplace violence.
Antonio de Loera is a spokesman for the United Farm Workers. He says he and his colleagues at the UFW were shocked by the shooting, but not by the poverty wages, demanding physical labor, and substandard housing at Half Moon Bay Farms.
Conditions that have been reported out of there are unfortunately all too common in agriculture. We recognize the situation.
The UFW says that statewide, half the agricultural workforce is undocumented. Most of the rest are immigrants on temporary farm labor visas or green cards. That means employers have a lot of leverage over workers. So whether it's wage theft or dangerous working conditions or threats from a coworker, farm workers just don't have a lot of recourse.
I can't tell you how many workers I've had conversations with who tell me stories, and I tell them, you know that's against the law, right? And they respond, we know. Well, what option do we have? Not to work? If we complain, we get fired.
And it gets even more complicated if your boss is also your landlord. Meanwhile, there are kids to feed, rent to pay, and bills that don't go away. Raquel Maria Dillon, KCBS.
It turns out the California's Justice Department hasn't investigated all police killings of unarmed people across the state as it was supposed to do under a law passed in 2020. The website CalMatter says the department didn't look into or keep track of at least 17 such deaths over the past year and a half because it didn't think they qualified. But officials say it's now changed course and is at least tracking all of the reports it gets. And at last count, there were 31 cases under active investigation. Hundreds of millions of dollars that had been held in limbo for years can now be put toward dozens of Bay Area transit improvement projects. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports it comes following a critical ruling by the California Supreme Court.
The court rejected the challenge by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association that the voter-approved Regional Measure 3, passed way back in 2018, was actually a tax and shouldn't stand. The measure raised bridge tolls in phases, ultimately funding more than $4 billion in transit improvements over two decades. John Goodwin is with the Metropolitan Transportation Commission.
This is planning for the future and delivering projects that not only will meet contemporary needs, but serve the Bay Area for many generations to come.
Just about every Bay Area agency will see some of the funds. Caltrain, BART, ferry services, more than half of $1 billion has been sitting in escrow.
So there's real money available today to start doing some of these projects.
That's Jim Wunderman, CEO of the Bay Area Council. He says the money will help with badly needed projects like Highway 37 protection.
The North Bay has issues and maybe has been ignored because there's not as much throughput.
Another of those stalled North Bay projects, extension of Smart Service. Deb Fudge is on the Smart Board.
We're very pleased that now we can start moving ahead and finish winter and start moving toward Healdsburg.
Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Massive mudslides from the heavy weather this month near the Big Sur coast have left residents stranded. KCBS's Alice Wirtz reports.
There are about 162 residents that are caught between the massive mudslides, keeping them unable to access even the basic needs. Maya Carroll is with the Monterey County Office of Emergency Services.
But this is a really unusual situation. They can't go either way, so helicoptering in what they need to wait out the repairs was really the right thing to do.
Yesterday, supplies of drinking water and meals ready to eat were dropped off by helicopter. Today, it'll be groceries, pet food, medications, and other necessities.
A lot of people involved in this. And it was convoyed down Highway 1 to the closure area.
The CHP provided the helicopter for the lift-in of supplies.
People in Big Sur are very resilient. They're used to Mother Nature wreaking a little havoc. 5 years ago, the FIFA bridge collapsed, and there was a closure there at that bridge. Luckily, this will be a much shorter situation.
Alice Wirtz, KCBS.
A state assemblyman from San Francisco has introduced a new bill that would give California community colleges the option to observe Lunar New Year as a state holiday. Assemblymember Phil Ting says his legislation allows for flexibility to observe Lunar New Year without increasing the amount of days schools will be closed. The bill comes after City College of San Francisco Board of Trustees President Alan Wong passed a resolution encouraging the state legislature to change the California Community Colleges Education Code to allow for the holiday's observance. Hearings for the bill will begin in the spring. The Eagles and the Niners are battling this weekend in the NFC Championship. KCBS's Chris Ancarlo and Jim Taylor teamed up to find the fault line where the two fan bases meet.
We got a big game coming up, and I'm standing outside of legendary Kezar Pub with the legendary Jim Taylor. So, Jim, what's going on, man?
Well, on Sunday, there's a big game, and the Kezar Pub is not a bad place to see it, am I right?
So we went inside and talked to Olna at the bar.
What do you expect the atmosphere to be like Sunday?
Oh, just fantastic. It'll be electric. It'll be really good, yeah. It will.
You're saying that it was busier for the Eagles game than it was for the 49ers game?
Yes. This weekend, yeah.
Huh, how about that? You guys don't have a fight song?
Come on now. Oh, you mean Go Niners Go?
No, that's not a fight song. That's a cheer.
Oh, I go. You're right. Unless you count like Journey, you know, when the lights are in the city and all that, right?
That's our song.
So who drinks the most?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I'd say they're fairly equal.
Equally ringing up big tabs.
Especially like this time of the year when it's kind of quiet, you know, with the weather and everything. But yeah, with the 49ers in it, and especially then if they make it to the Super Bowl.
It'll be fun, Jim, to watch the Eagles win and advance to the Super Bowl. At Kezar's Pub.
Go Niners!
Yeah, fly Eagles fly. Chris Ancarlo, KCBS.
Making sneakers. That's what a handful of students are doing in Oakland right now. KCBS's Jim Taylor has the story of a group of burgeoning young entrepreneurs entering the digital universe by way of shoe design.
It's pretty fun.
We're upstairs in the Oakland Civic Center where 4 days of intense crash course in sneaker design and production is underway.
We're making custom sneakers, making real physical pair of sneakers with their own two hands. They've never made a pair of shoes before. And then we're also showing them how to digitize it.
Zach Cohen, co-founder of Roar, partnering here with sneaker artist team The Campus, co-founder of which is Neil B.
We teach people how to make shoes or sneakers, but really the class is really about building bonds, learning how to make mistakes, forgiving yourself, and just getting creative. Taking it back to kindergarten for adults.
And it's free. James grew up in East Oakland, proudly showing off his sneaker design.
So it's a little bit of like a Joker theme. Jordan 1 Lowe's green and a magenta. And then we got a black alligator swoosh on it. It's really going to be really dope, really excited to bust those out this spring and summertime. You know what I mean? Turn some heads, break some necks. Holler at the ladies.
As Spike once said, it's the shoes. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
The California Supreme Court has paved the way for hundreds of millions of dollars earmarked for Bay Area transit improvement. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports.
Regional Measure 3 faced a years-long court challenge by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, contending that the voter-approved phased toll increase was actually a tax. The California Supreme Court disagreed, but the tolls went up, and the more than $500 million raised so far has been sitting in escrow waiting.
Everybody came to the table.
That's Jim Wunderman, CEO of the Bay Area Council. He says the funding will mean system-wide transit improvements across the Bay Area.
There's a lot of projects and needs that are on backlog. I think it's the nature of the infrastructure game.
The roughly 36 earmarked projects include the extension of Caltrain to the Salesforce Transit Center and improvements to protect the Highway 37 corridor. John Goodwin is with the Metropolitan Transportation Commission.
Extending BART from its current terminus at Berryessa through downtown San Jose and up to Santa Clara. That's another big project.
In the North Bay, SMART can resume construction of its planned extension to the tourist havens of Windsor and Healdsburg. Deb Fudge is on the SMART board.
We'll have to strategize how we do that. But we're definitely moving north.
Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts. And stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.